Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, summer is still going strong, and that means there's still plenty of time to stock up on fresh, certified, SC-grown produce, and you can do that at one of the state farmers' markets.
You're exactly right. You know, August is a relatively slow month, but it seems like Thursdays and Fridays, the farmers are is the heaviest days that we have, and they come in early in the morning, and usually by mid-morning, it's winding down, but that's the nature of a farmer's market. But the thing with the new State Farmers Market campus, it has so many things in addition to the new farmer's market that it's always kind of a hub of activity.
There's a lot of things to do out there besides shop for produce.
Well, there is. Besides shopping with the farmers, naturally, our wholesalers are here all the time, year-round. We've got great family businesses out here. Some of our farmers like Clayton Rawl and Sin Brothers and Superstar, they're all located permanently on the market. But you're right, in addition to shopping, you can come over to the retail building where the restaurant's located. You can get your hunting and fishing license renewed there with the DNR location. You can get a great breakfast or a lunch. But one thing they added on recently that really is kind of unique is the tea room here at the farmer's market, where you can go and have some tea and shop for some of our certified SC products that are stocking on the shelves. So, again, the retail section of the market is sort of taking on a different look, and I think it's attracting more and more people.
I'm sure that's true. And then you also have the Phillips Market Center, which is an absolutely lovely convention and conference space that is actually a highly sought-after venue.
We have meetings there. Seems as if they're 5 days a week, one farmer group or another, or others renting that facility. Weddings take place, birthday parties, you name it. Phillips Market Center is really an area that I'm very proud of to have it here on the market, just because it has become the center of activity related to agriculture that we envisioned when we added it to the State Farmers Market campus. So it right next door to our laboratories buildings, one of which will be completed next month, our new metrology laboratory. That'll complete all six or seven of our laboratories here on the new market campus. So again, it is exactly that, a campus full of activity in and around the farmers market and around the industry of agriculture.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.